Waylon and Svetlana spent a pensive evening at the Castello discussing their plans for the further investigation of the wine debacle. By the time a sleep hour had arrived, they were each immersed in their own world of thoughts. At sunrise, following a room service-delivered European breakfast, they showered, dressed, and headed back to the vineyard in silence. As Waylon drove along the gravel-covered road leading to the vineyard's entrance, he was struck by the scene unfolding before him. The small parking lot was cluttered with unfamiliar vehicles, as well as numerous sedans sporting the Carabinieri insignia.
"I suppose the posse has arrived,"
he announced, while squeezing into a tight space alongside Capelli's black sedan.
"I hope they don't give you a hard time,"
Svetlana remarked as they exited the car and passed through the entrance. The crowd, consisting of uniformed Carabinieri and cheap-suited Interpol agents, had gathered around the long table in the wine-tasting room. As they approached the doorway, Svetlana glanced at the austere group and shook her head.
"I think you can handle this yourself. I'll wait in your office."
"I could use your moral support, but go ahead. I'll manage."
Waylon entered the room where Capelli was holding court. He was in the process of expounding upon their wine's virtues when he caught sight of his boss and stopped mid-sentence.
"Gentlemen, allow me to introduce the proprietor, Dr. McCain."
All heads turned towards Waylon as he lowered himself into a chair that had been reserved at the head of the table. A question-and-answer session followed that lasted several hours and then broke for lunch. As the law officers slowly left the parking lot in search of a suitable dining venue, Waylon approached Capelli.
"They seem considerably more civilized than I would have expected."
"Compared to what I have seen of your American police movies, I understand your impression, but do not let their politeness fool you. They will return at 2:30. I suggest that we arrive before them."